My daughter is an ambulance driving paramedic. One city over mine, that's all. But for us, she's a voice on the phone, a face on the screen, until somebody can promise that sharing a kitchen table won't inadvertently set off a new chain of transmission. Our deepest human impulse for the giving and receiving of comfort, especially in crisis, to move closer to join hands, to feel the literal nearness of others, is the one we cannot indulge. I'll listen every morning for the boys across the street. Their mother is Australian, and the school gong online routine starts with driveway cricket, one parent pitching, the other jiggling the baby sister. They shout and whoop. The ball smacks off the cricket bat, and somehow it's all the sound of those Italians singing in unison off their balconies, and the people in great cities opening their windows for evening salutes to frontline workers, and the balloon-covered Happy Birthday Kevin car that honked and blasted music through my neighborhood this week. Halfway out the sunroof and waving like the star of a parade float, his legs pinioned by adults within, Kevin, I'm going to go ahead and assume that was Kevin, had block after block of Oakland residents wishing him a happy birthday and merrily waving back. Let us not. Let the virus infect our souls, I heard a local pastor implore his congregation last month. He was getting the hand of preaching by Zoom, the amens floating up the chat window on one side of the screen. A soprano sang a hymn at her living room piano, and it was possible for a while to imagine all this improvisation as terrified humans fumbling for grace and at odd moments driveway cricket, a mass sewing brigade, a how are you? That means something new, finding it.